I've often asked those who believe in a pre-tribulation rapture to show me one verse in the Bible that actually uses the word tribulation to support their doctrine, to prove their doctrine. Just one verse that says anything about the rapture coming before the tribulation or pre-trib rapture that actually uses the word tribulation in it. And of course, out of all the 22 mentions of the word tribulation in the New Testament, none of them even comes close, and so they can never point you to a verse that uses the word tribulation. So therefore, they will point you to verses that use the word wrath instead. Well, I'm going to prove to you today that God's wrath is not poured out during the tribulation. The tribulation has nothing to do with God's wrath, and I'll prove that to you. In Matthew 24:29, the Bible reads, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken." So that right there states that after the tribulation is when the sun and moon will be darkened. Well, if we go to Revelation chapter 6, where we read about the sun and moon being darkened, the Bible reads in verse number 12, "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and every mighty man, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens, and in the mountains, and the rocks, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb." Watch this. "For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" So right after the sun and moon are darkened, all of the men of this earth, all of the unsaved, they say to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us." And they said this, "For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Now, it's very important that the King James Bible says is come. The modern versions will change this to has come. But the Bible says that on that day, when the sun and moon are darkened, they will say, "Hide us from his wrath, for the great day of his wrath is come," meaning it has arrived just now. It is just now arrived. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that according to Revelation 6, God's wrath does not come until after the sun and moon are darkened. Well, in Matthew 24, we saw that the sun and moon were darkened after the tribulation. So think about it, folks. If the tribulation comes before the sun and moon are darkened, and the wrath doesn't start being poured out until after the sun and moon are darkened, how can those two things be the same thing? When one comes before the sun and moon are darkened, and the other comes after. And it's even more clear when you go into chapter 7, and God tells the angels in verse 3, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." So right there in chapter 7, the Bible makes it clear that before the sun and moon being darkened, God has not hurt the earth or hurt the trees at all. Of course, now that we're into God's wrath, as we get into chapters 8, 9, 10, and 11, he's going to be hurting all kinds of trees. He's raining fire and brimstone. He's turning water into blood. He's sending locusts from hell. But that hasn't happened yet. None of God's wrath is poured out until after the sun and moon are darkened, and the sun and moon are not darkened until after the tribulation.